Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A journal is much more than a book of blank pages. It's a personal journey, a place to gather thoughts, explore ideas, and become the best version of yourself. Papier creates quality journals, notebooks, and more to help you make each day noteworthy. Each product is thoughtfully crafted with gorgeous hand-drawn designs and details that inspire. Papier offers a range of journals, from wellness and gratitude to recipes and travel, and much more. Their perfectly curated pages encourage you to focus on what's between the lines. And with undated pages, you can plan and track things at your own pace. Best of all, each product can be personalized for free to be as unique as you or a special person in your life. Put pen to paper and start your journey today with Papier. Visit papier.com for 10% off your first order. That's 10% off at papier.com.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James. When he found out how much USAA was helping members save, he said,
"It's time to switch.
We'll help you find the right coverage at the right price. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Restrictions apply."
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. Sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, indeed.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
there was the noises.
Yes, go on.
Hello!
Hello!
What a start.
What a start.
And welcome to episode 7 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week is comedian, friend, scouser.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Asshole.
Yep.
It's Jamie Allerton.
Hello.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Do you know how the podcast works?
Yeah, we just do a load of small talk, just catch up on each other's days.
It's the opposite of that.
Oh, man.
We get to the good stuff.
We get to right to the good stuff.
On that note, have you ever shit or piss yourself?
Well, yes, of course. That's why I wear black a lot of the time. piss myself. Right, my best piss myself moment.
Best of. So is there a league?
There's a couple of piss myself. Yeah. I mean, I went to Northampton University, so you know
what is that?
It's a really shit university where you just go out and drink.
And right.
Like it's expected that you piss yourself.
I thought we were like incontinent in that. that university.
The course I did was just to stop myself from pissing myself, but failed.
So let's go.
Piss myself. I was in a nightclub in Northampton. I took some substances, the kind of substances where you...
That happens a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's what...
Where you feel cool. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm really cool in it. It was only about 11 p.m, so still early enough.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I feel really cool. I put some sunglasses on, went out to the smoking area, and I did that thing where, as you're going out to the smoking area, I lit a cigarette so that as I blew it out, it was as I was going out to the smoking area. So
I've never heard of that. But
yeah, you light it in the door and the security can't say anything because you're like blowing it out as you get out. And I was like,
oh, you're hard.
God, I'm fucking cool. My friend Cheryl came up to me and she was like, oh, mate, and everyone calls me Scouse at uni because no one's got any creativity. Yeah. And my friend Cheryl was like, should we go home, Scouse? And I was like, oh, why? And she was like, you pissed yourself. And I'd wandered out all cool to the smoking
area.
You hadn't noticed.
I
hadn't noticed.
And no, mate.
Just pissed myself.
Would you come out? Just
yeah. Well, you know, when you're on narcotics, you do that thing where you go.
I think I'd know if I pissed myself though.
Oh yeah, but maybe you've gone out, pissed yourself, come home, not known. You know.
So you just pissed yourself. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm normally good at holding. Yeah, just pissed myself in the club. I had like there was one where I black. You know when you get blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And I come back and the house I lived in, the toilet was just one set of stairs up above me.
Yeah.
But I woke up. And there was a pint of piss on my nightstand. Just perfect. Do you know when it's like right at the top of the rim? Like,
yeah.
So full that it kind of
perfect, it
bulbs up.
Like an infinity pool.
Yeah. And I looked at it. I was like, God, so I've gone out last night. I've been too lazy to go for a piss. I've been absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
But I've filled this glass. And I was really impressed with myself that, like, I looked around. There was no piss anywhere else.
Pat on the back.
And I was like, yeah, well done. Yeah. A couple of hours later, I was like, right, I need to go to the shop because I'm hungover. Opened up my sock drawer. Yeah, that's...
You got a shit in it. Got the piss in there.
It was just a baby that I'd stolen. No, I'd just pissed on all my socks. And I'd, like, it had gone from left to right as well. I hadn't gone, like, I'll concentrate in that area.
That is a thing, isn't it? That is the pissing in wardrobes. That's a massive thing, isn't it?
I won't buy one until I've tried pissing in it.
Yeah,
it's just a test,
in the shop.
Yeah.
Oak furniture land. Can I just have a little...
But I normally buy them off, like, Facebook, you know, secondhand. So just go around someone's house, pissing in the wardrobe and be like, that's dripping, mate.
Sorry. I remember once I used to go out in Wimbledon. My mum sort of lived near there, and I used to sort of get, so I used to get pissed. I used to just stay at my mum's, like, she used to be out, so she something there. And so I thought, oh, I'll go back. I must have gone back to my mum's pissed, and I woke up the next morning in a pair of my mum's knickers, with a hairdryer in my hand. And there was like a pile of like pissy boxes. I mean, what must have happened?
I'm glad that we knew that this was a piss related story as you were going up to that. Like, I was next to the bathtub, hairdryer in hand, just ready to end it. Mum's knickers around my neck.
That's a sad, moment. Isn't it?
Why did he have the knickers around his neck?
But no, obviously, like, after doing a bit of Columbo detective work, and obviously pissed myself, gone to get. I don't think I would have put my mum's knickers on if I knew them. I must have thought they were my pants.
Yeah, unless it was a revenge thing of like, maybe I'll piss myself again. Guess whose knickers are getting pissed in?
Well, I've been into it ever since.
Yeah.
This feels okay.
I've never pissed myself in ladies' underwear, but you know, we're all going to die eventually.
Can I say it's probably very similar?
What's that?
To pissing yourself in male underwear.
Well, it does give you a bit more of a... It makes it a bit more spicy.
I think it's more spicy. It's a terrible material, normally.
What? Lace?
No, well, yeah, it kind of depends.
She's in my act.
Sorry, is this not a chance to give you feedback, Jack?
Or no. I don't let anyone give me feedback. It hurts my feelings.
Pissing in a corset, that'd be fun, because it's restrictive, isn't it? And as you piss, you get thinner.
We'll put that on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Me and him pissing in corsets.
That's my new podcast, actually. Pissing in corsets with Jamie Allen.
I remember once, me and my mate, we was in Spain somewhere, and we come out of a phone party, and we were looking for somewhere to piss, and we just thought, we're wet anyway. We just pissed ourselves. Yeah. It was quite nice, really. It was quite a nice sort of...
It's like when you go swimming.
And you
when you go swimming and you piss...
Do you remember this? Did anyone used to tell you this rumor? I think is it a made up thing where it goes yellow around?
Yeah, or blue. Yeah, that's fake, isn't it?
Is it? Well, because there's still things that my mum told me, and I'm still like, I'm still. It's in my head now. If I have a little piss in a pool, because we all do, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, it does come up around. The water will look different. Mm.
I've never had that. On the treadmill, I'll pop in.
If you've had a Barocca, maybe you might be able to see it.
Or blood. If there's blood, then you should be worried.
Yeah, there's an issue there.
People are like, oh, no, there's something in the pool. Don't worry about it.
I've just got blood in my piss. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's not even my blood, you know.
But I do another one mum used to do. I'm not sure, still not sure if this is true or not. You can't have the interior light on in the car.
Yeah, it's illegal to have the light on.
Is that true? Is that true?
I don't know. Like,
that's one of them things your mum tells you, isn't it? And you think, I don't know.
I feel like the police would probably pull you over. I don't drive.
Research that. We're going to get on that.
I will, thank you.
That's still in my head.
Is Jack's mum a liar? Google that.
And then, Google what knicker brand.
And if she's been lying, we'll go piss in her underwear.
Where'd she buy her knickers?
What's this for? You know what it's for. It's a car thing. Come on.
There is no specific law that says you can't have the lights on in the car when you're behind the wheel.
There you go, mum, you liar.
Get a disco light on the go.
But I'm assuming it's just because it's distracting.
Yeah.
But I've, as a kid, that's a thing. You want it on, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you want to read your book, don't you?
I don't have a book. I don't.
Oh,
I don't read. Not one of them sort of people.
No, I'd be there with, like, the how to work the car. My dad would be there with the wires trying to...
Yeah. Don't put that light on. Not allowed to have that light on. It's a lie. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do it to my kids as well. So no, you can't have that on. They want it on.
So it's a generational lie that you're passing on.
It is.
Are you gonna correct it now or?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. That's yeah. There's no need.
Let's make the world a better place.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to bring them up on lies.
Yeah. For the 12 years left that we've got on this planet, let's have some truths.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Right.
Oh, and then poo. We've got poo.
Poo. So let's talk about poo.
Right. Let's.
That's the level of this podcast.
Poo. All right. So, I'm gonna take you to. My third year in university, I was working at the student union and they had this field down below where in summertime when the students were away, they'd rent it out for like corporate events and stuff. Yeah. And there was this remote control helicopter, like it was like a 4-day thing. And people would leave all this stuff there. They'd leave like the beer wagons there, everything would get left. And us members of staff at the student union, we would stay on site and just watch it to check that not got nicked. And my boss hated the guy who was running it. He was like a right arsehole. So my boss was like, look, I'll give you 20 quid if you take a shit on top of his caravan. He's like, it has to be near where the little window is at the top. So it wafts in like, you know, no, like in a Tom and Jerry cartoon where like cherry pie is on the windowsill.
Yeah.
And Jerry will come flying through the air. He's like, take it near there. And I was like, you know, 20 quid in your third year of uni, you want that.
20 quid.
And was it like right there? Was it a shit on demand or was it take your time?
Well we were...
Whenever you need it.
We were watching it overnight. So we had I had a 12-hour window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't like Mission Impossible, you know, where I had to check like the guard rotation.
Yeah, you do get you get the order to shit on that caravan and you're just like, no, it's just a waiting game, I suppose.
Yeah.
Just eating a lot of fibre.
I think I had like 2 hot dogs and a few beers. And I was like, okay, let's mix it up. I didn't want to get too drunk.
You want to be on your game? Well,
there's a genuine like issue of this needs to be quite solid. No, come on. Hey,
why?
Look,
he's not going to pay you. That's a runny one, Jamie. Well, come on, that's 20 quid's worth, that.
Think about this. What if it rains? Yeah? If it rains, I'm out 20 quid because I've just got a story to tell. And no evidence. And it led, the field was like downhill. So if you were up at the student union, you could see, because it was a white top on the caravan. Right. So you could see.
So this is where he lived, this caravan?
No. So he'd left as well, the guy who owned the caravan. He was just running the event from there in the day. So there was no one on site. I wasn't like taking a shit on someone's caravan while they were there. It's not like the strangers or something.
Oh, here, is that reindeer on the roof?
I have left a present.
Just a pile of shit.
Oh, not again. me and my mate were there, and we got a little stepladder, and I got up on top of the caravan.
I love how sort of like it's all like strategically done. This shit. Is it got a little ladder,
right? Mate? We had a blue roll. I was like, hang on, think ahead. So we got a blue roll. So where we were sleeping was inside the beer van.
Yeah.
And they'd left a couple of taps on so that we could have a few. They were like, don't get hammered because we still need to chase away locals if someone would come in to like lick anything.
Yeah.
But got up on the top, completely forgot that when you go for a shit, you piss as well. Completely forgot that. And this was...
I would have thought of that.
Look, you didn't even think about that, did you?
Yeah, I didn't
Which
think about
that. Which is why it's important I said it. Your viewers, they're going to be like...
It's one of those sort of trial and error.
Did he piss or not?
But you can shit without pissing, because I know people that try to
do
it.
Yeah, go on then.
Go on, let's do it live on the podcast.
Live.
So I was in squat formation, shitting, and then I started pissing, and I was like, oh, fuck, no. Because that meant that...
Did you have trousers around the ankles?
Off.
No.
Off.
Trousers off.
Completely off.
Trousers off. Boxer shorts on.
Oh, okay.
Polite.
I was good friends with the guy who was helping me, and it was pitch. It's not like it was 2 p.m. You know, yeah. It was like 2 a.m.
Right. It's a good time.
So trousers off, boxer shorts on, but around ankles. Take the shit. One that I'm quite proud of. You know, I was like, this is if you drew a picture of a shit that you wanted to put on top of a caravan.
It was like the perfect emoji.
Yeah, like, he would have been like, someone's got one of them fake. Like,
oh, I suppose. Yeah.
And then goes up and's like, no, that's not fake.
Yeah.
So problem was, because I'd pissed, in front of me was all wet, so I slipped, and as I was getting off, fell down, cracked a rib. Because the way down was, come down slowly, get on
it was nearly the perfectly executed.
Yeah. Like he,
the shit was there.
The next day, he would have seen, like, if he'd come down the field and looked at the top of his caravan, he would have seen a shit and seen a moulding of a Jamie Allerton.
How far away would he have been from the shit to have to, like, would he... to see it, how far away? Because he would he ever gone like,
we're talking,
is that shit?
Talking,
or he would have
like
known
Lee Harvey Oswald level, you know, the shit
telescope.
Yeah,
oh, that is a shit.
The shit was back into the left of the caravan. Yeah.
Oh god.
So yeah, cracked a rib.
So did you get sussed out when you cracked the rib? Then did people die?
No. So we'd already that night we'd already chased off someone. Like not chased, we just flashed the lights at.
When you chased them off?
As in, someone was on the field. It might have just been kids like walking through, but it was a private space. So
you
we
chased them.
No. So because we were working security.
Oh, right. I was like, yeah. Get him! We're having a shit. on the roof.
It wasn't mid shit. I was like, hold on a minute. I'm needed.
Can't you see I'm trying to shit on a roof? Get out of here.
We got like them cool, you know, the long black lights.
Oh yeah.
Where you get to put them up by your head and be like, who goes there? And over like Victorian shouts. So. Because I had a cracked rib, but we just went to the beer thing.
Did you wipe your ass?
Told the we had the blue roll.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. And I had a plastic bag for the evidence. Wipe my ass. Blue roll goes into a little Tesco's bag for life. Wasn't a bag for life that night, was it? So we disposed of all that. No DNA apart from the shit.
Yeah.
And then I had to just drink through the pain. Because we were still on the shift, and like he couldn't leave to take me anywhere.
So what about when the shit got discovered? What?
I never heard about like response from him. I did as we were walking down. A friend of mine, Emma, like all the student union staff had heard about this, and as we were walking down in the day, she said really loud, "Oh my god, that's your shit!" And I was like, "Shut the fuck up! Shut up!" But we don't know if the guy saw it. I like the idea that he was driving down the motorway with it, and it just rolled off the back and hit someone's car. Three dead.
Whoa! Swerve that.
Can you imagine that funeral? Like, oh god, how did they die? Shit rolled off a caravan.
Oh god. That's a good story.
So, yeah, there's my poo story.
Well, do you know what? One of the questions was going to be, what is...
Have you ever done anything on top of a caravan?
Yeah. Sorry. What's one of the worst things you've done for money? But that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I wouldn't say that's a bad... I got £20.
Another question was going to be,
yeah,
is that the worst thing you've done for money?
Did he pay you more after got cracked?
No, because I got a load of free beer and he was quite tight. Plus, it was cash in hand. I didn't pay tax on it.
Did you do it again?
I did pay tax on it.
Would you do it again?
Why? Have you got a caravan?
I'm saying. It's good to know people, isn't it?
No, I did that. I did that when I
was... Would you still... Sorry, I'm just going back to the £20. Now that you're a bit more, you know, established, would you charge more?
Well, you've got petrol prices now. That's going up, so...
Yeah.
Shit in a caravan, that's got to go up.
So the thing is, though, like, I was 20, so my body would have recovered quicker. Yeah. I'm 35 now.
Yeah, you so take that into account.
I'm out the game for.
Well, how much would you want now for shit on the caravan?
£2,000, mate.
£2,000?
£2,000?
£2,000, right? I'll take a shit on a caravan.
I ain't
you know
paying
me.
That.
Right, no. But that's trains.
That bloke, that nutter was talking to us outside. Before we come in here, there was a nutter outside. Yeah. I'd go to him.
He'll do it.
Yeah, I reckon he's still on £20.
He'll do it, but.
He's £20.
Right, how many confirmed kills have I got? One, boom, done. Have I ever failed at it? No.
You're like Leon, the sniper of the, shitting on the caravan.
The
world.
Team worked, you know. My mate, he didn't leave a man behind. He helped me get out of there, out of the hot zone.
Yeah.
You know? So I think what you're paying for there is someone who knows how to do it.
You're like a sniper.
Yeah, and I'll go for a piss beforehand this time. Boom.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it. You haven't had a chance to perfect your technique.
No,
but now...
I mean, if anyone's got £2,000, I'll come and take a shit on top of a caravan.
I ain't paying £2,000. You're not going to pay £2,000, are they?
God, you're
no, but
tight.
You could do it on the Patreon.
Yeah,
like
the Patreon. There we go.
It's like a one-off purchase. Yeah. Like a one-off purchase.
You'll do it for free, if whoever...
And that's, like, I'll pay for all my travel, for my accommodation. That's the thing. It's like, when you get paid for a gig, you know, out of town, yeah. You're factoring in trains. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but what if... Okay, what if it was local? What if we said, right now, I've got a caravan out back, how much?
Oh, I reckon if I put £100 on the table now...
100, no, because...
I think 200
this is
was pre,
this
better
is pre-social media, isn't it? That I did it.
Right, and I said, so no one's going to know about it.
No, same terms as before.
Same terms, so no one knows.
No one knows. There's right. Two crisp £50 notes right there.
No, not for 100, no.
Are you factoring in danger then? Because you have to climb up the
car. Yeah, I'm
fine. What if I told you to shit on a Fiesta?
On a Fiesta? I'd do that for free. What's something that you wouldn't shit on?
We've got a lot out of this shit stuff, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's gone well.
Do you know, this is going to be the one that my mum's like, I wonder what my son's up to. Oh, he's got
shit. When I first got into podcasts, I kind of didn't realise that, like, people listen. Like, but do you know what I mean? And because I'm only on other people's podcasts, it's not like it's my own either. So sometimes I'll just get a bit carried away and just say random stories. And my mum's like, oh my gosh, can I watch your podcast? I was like, no, absolutely not. The first ever podcast I was on, I told horrendous stories about my life.
I mean, I'm still getting used to that. I'm still getting used to, like, being recorded and that, because it's still, I'm quite a... I think I can easily put my foot in it.
Yeah,
I do it all the time.
I did film studies at uni, and our first year of film, like, it was done quite well. So they used it as an example to show the other years. Yeah. And it was a comedy about, I was in halls and someone was robbing the halls, and he kept hiding in different places, and I'd be like moving around, and then it ended with he was under the bed, and I was having a wank, and it's like ends with, you know. It's Northampton University again. So, but
maybe
it was
the university.
It was just
you're wanking and shooting.
It was a well-made film. So right. They used it as an example, and it ends as a joke of, I'm having a wank and his phone goes off, and that's the very end. It's only like a two minute. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. You know, we won an award. I mean, we made that award ourselves, but we won it. But some lad, like him, a couple of years later, he come up to me in a pub in Northampton, doesn't introduce himself. Doesn't say that he's doing film studies, doesn't say that he's seen our film, he just goes, I've seen you wanking. And I kicked off on him. I thought he was like, it'd like been sent over as a challenge. So I was ready to bottle him. And I was like being held back by my mates, like, I'll fucking kill you. And he was like, no, on a video. Which again, like, if I forgot, don't be like, I've seen you wanking. No, on a video. And it was like my mate who was on that course with me was like, no, they used our video. It's a compliment.
I'm so surprised they used that video. Just use a big wank joke.
Because the rest of them were like, half the people left a cap on the camera, you know. Although our third year...
I suppose we've got to use this wanking thing. That's all we've got.
Our third year video that we did for our dissertation was so bad that we had to move it from the category of fiction to surrealism. It was so awful. But then with surrealism, they were like, yeah, this is pretty surreal. Like, you've really gone against everything we've taught you here.
I was thinking that. I was thinking, like, with like modern arts, but you know, like... You're like Picasso, something like that, right? If you didn't know that Picasso was good, you wouldn't have a fucking clue, would you? You just wouldn't. You
was
know what
he
mean?
Was he the one who said you have to learn the art to break the you have to learn the rules to break the
something
rules?
Something like that, Picasso? Yeah. But just any of them things where it's like,
but you'd be
modern
like,
art.
Hey, that's not what a face looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you do a painting of my mum, you're like. Looks nothing like her.
It's a birthday. I mean, that's
how much you want? Fuck off.
I'm going to take a shit on top of your carriage.
Exactly. You have to be told, don't you? You have to be told what's good in art.
The reason why I wouldn't say that's the worst thing I've done for money is because I don't regret it, you know.
Oh, okay.
Even though I cracked a rib, I'm happy with that one. The thing I did regret was I was out in Spain on tour. Do you know what tour is? Like when sports teams at university go, they all go to like one place, every university. So I was, believe it or not,
university.
Believe it or not, I was on the lacrosse team at university.
Lacrosse, that's American Pie, isn't it?
Yeah.
He plays at American Pie, isn't he?
Yeah. It's, I mean, in America, it's all dickheads who play it, but in England, it tends to be you get to university and don't know how to play a sport. And they're like, well, no one knows how to play this one because no one plays it in high school. So come play this. And I was like, I was more of a drinker for them, but I played like a few games. And we were on, what happens, once a year, all the sports teams in the UK go off to like Spain or Ireland, or they pick one city. It's this company called We Love Tour, and it's every sports team of every university. So like football, tennis, hockey, lacrosse, and you play games in the day and then you go out drinking at night.
Sounds brilliant.
And everyone gets a social top. It's like a polo shirt, polo top. It's got your nickname on the back. You play in it, but sometimes you go out in it at night. And you have a fresher. So fresh is like, you know, you've just started out. And then the vets are like, they tell the freshers.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To do.
Right.
I was a fresher, and the vet had brought a jar of like really spicy curry out. The idea being like, now and again, they'll just be like, fresher, come here. And they give them like a little spoonful of it.
Like, it's like burn your mouth, like,
yeah.
Unbearable type.
Because it like, it ruins, it wasn't like that bad, but if you're trying to have a pint, you've got the taste of curry in your mouth all night.
Yeah.
One of them was like, we'll give you 10 euros to eat this whole jar. And it's more like, you're like, well, I want them 10 euros, but I want to show off to the veterans. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But then as I took it, I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna stand up for the freshers here and get them. So I kept, like, I had it with me, and I'd just get it, fill my mouth with beer so that it was like curry and beer. And I go up to like the most important people on the lacrosse team and do the...
Oh,
and I was covering everyone in curry. But every time I did it, also, like, people listening to these stories, I'm a nice person now.
Yeah, no, like, don't worry.
I shower regularly.
I mean, we speak about this a lot. We're all reformed people now.
Yeah,
we're doing stuff when we're younger.
I was 19.
Yeah.
But, as I was doing it, I was getting it all down myself as well. So by the time I'd finished that night, I was like, you're out, you're drinking till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So you're covered in like other people's whatever. I was soaked in this curry. Yeah. And then my thinking was, because I was wearing my social top, which meant we had to be on the bus at 10 a.m. to go play lacrosse the next day. So I just got in the bath with the top on, fell asleep in the bath until someone came and knocked on the door. Woke up and a stank of curry. Piss. And we were in Salou in Spain, which means the sun just
curry and piss.
The sun was just beating down on me, and I was the second team captain, so I was on for every game that we were playing, running up and down the pitch. And like, I think that's probably why I did quite well in that game, is because the other players were like, fucking stink of curry. I don't know what. That's the one where I'm like, I don't think it was worth then 10 euros.
No, it's not.
Because there's no, you're there for like a week. No one gets any washing done. No. Like, your best bet is put it in the...
How many days in was that when you was...
No, this was like night two.
So you had to carry on with that?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Rank.
I remember being outside a club being like, I stink so much, and my mate Alex had bought a jug of water and was just pouring it over me, being like, this'll help. This'll make you look cool when we're back in the club.
You should have pissed yourself and it would have just taken...
I probably did. You know, you got to keep your legs dry or wet for...
I remember I got dared to eat one. And apologies to any vegans out there. I regret this, right?
But I killed a man.
they dared me to eat a fish out of the fish tank.
Mm.
I did it.
Well, wait, where was this?
Just my mate's house.
Oh, not like a restaurant.
No, no.
Oh my God, your poor mate's pet.
Yeah, it was like I did a fish. I don't know.
Was it
fish.
The owner who dared you?
It was his dad's fish.
Oh, okay. And he hates his dad.
There was a girl there. Like, we couldn't think of anything. We dared her to eat a sock. But it was like, do you know the thing where you think, oh, this will be funny? Because yeah. It was like his dad's sock as well. You got to eat one of his dad's socks. Yeah. And it was one of the things, you go, oh, watch this. And he just sort of sat not, around, but just weren't enjoyable.
Not the sock that he's got under the bed.
Yeah, no, it was dirty sock. Dirty sock. Eat his sock.
Eat and a whole sock or eat a bit of a sock?
Just yeah, well,
this, like, a nibble on it.
We like, come up with a thing, they'd be like, eat a sock. And everyone, that's funny. And it was just sort of like, it was just really depressing to watch because you can't chew it and then she tried cutting it up into bits.
Wait, did she do it?
Yeah, she tried, bless her.
Did she eat the whole thing?
I think she started doing it and then it was a bit like, this isn't really as fun as I thought it would be. It's just,
and a man's sock as well.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to eat a sock, it turns out. Oh. Right, let's move on. These are good.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You always sound so surprised.
Yeah.
I'm realising with this, it's so nice to hear people's stories, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because everyone's got stories, isn't they?
Do you know what you'll find is eventually down the line, you'll be like, so, has this ever happened? And people are like, no.
Yeah.
You just have to fill dead air.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You ever shit yourself? No, of course not.
But if the thing is with a shit yourself one, I know they're lying.
Yeah.
He knows who to get on as well.
Yeah, well, just to look at him.
Yeah, I think once you've seen me on stage, you're like, ask him to eat shit himself. Eat shit on the caravan. 100% that guy's shit on the caravan.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, quickly though, you didn't shit yourself. You shat.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. You avoided the question.
Cleverly. At the behest of someone
else. He's like a politician. Well, do you know what? I have not shit myself. I shit on a caravan.
At first, you know, I was like, oh, I genuinely had the reaction of like, oh, shit. I've never shit myself. What a disappointment. Jack's going to be so disappointed at me.
You never actually have shit yourself?
No. I mean, obviously, there's been, you know.
Yeah, there's ones that are not stories. They're just sort of like, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I cycle a lot, so it's more a case of like... It's more a case of if I've been cycling for a long time, stuff's gone up in, my boxer shorts have made the way up in enough for that sweat. Again... If anyone's listening to this, I am single. So,
yeah, no. Oh, mate, do you know what? I reckon skiddies, men and skiddies. Yeah. If you say it doesn't happen, you're lying. you're absolutely. I have some days where I feel really on top of life. Like, I get up early, I've made breakfast, I've made my lunch, I've done a bit of exercise, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on top of life. And then I'll be walking to work and I notice a little itch.
Yeah.
And I think,
it's just the
I'm not wiping my ass properly, have I?
But why does it... So this doesn't really happen. And maybe I'm not speaking for every woman here, but I don't feel like this is something that happens...
Cleaner, just yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I think you're right. You are right.
Do you not wipe enough or something?
Well, if you...
Hairier, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, okay, so when I didn't shave my body hair for a year, so you can't use that excuse because I've had that lived experience.
I don't know. This is the nature of this podcast. We're telling the truth.
Look, 100% of the people who said they have skiddies in here have had skiddies, so I'm fine with... I feel like no one's lying here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I
just don't think it happens on a daily.
It's not daily.
You were saying.
It's twice a day. Yeah. Why I always take spare boxes?
The thing is, well, my missus, she's like a fucking bloodhound when it comes to skid mark pants. Like, I'll come home and I think, oh, I have to hide them. I'll put them in like the outside bin. And she'll come in. What are these?
like the Moors manager. Just burning them at 2 a.m.
Creeping out. It's funny because it's true. Like, I think, because the thing is, like, we got jobs at home. Wife, she does the washing. So it looks suspicious if I put a wash on.
Yeah.
She's like, why are you putting a... Oh, no. So there's no... So it's
also,
there's
that
bin.
Argument of like, are you washing lipstick off your top? And you're like, no, it's shit.
Off shit myself. Yeah.
Shit myself. Again.
Yeah, but it's... I just don't think it's... Do you know what? I think that's why I used to like sometimes changing my kids' nappies because I made up for just the... Because you can see what you're doing with a wet wipe. Yeah. And I think I'm just making up for the terrible job I've been doing on my own ass for so long. Do you know what I mean? This is what it feels
that's
like to
why, that's why sometimes if I'm in the park and someone's like, baby needs changing, I'll run over and be like, oh, shotgun. And like, people get weird though nowadays. Probably the COVID thing. You know, they don't want you.
Not chipping.
Yeah.
It might have grown up now, so I'm going to have to start doing that.
Yeah, you won't see a cleaner ass on that.
Yeah. it is good at the beginning, but then after a while it is... Dad, yeah. Wipe my bum.
I have found when at times that I've been in a relationship, you know,
ask them to wipe your ass and they don't, and you're like,
I won't wipe at all. Just get rid of them. You know?
I remember once my son used to do this thing where he'd call you and then he'd wait for you bent over.
Yeah.
He's ready to get his bum.
And he's 16, isn't he?
Yeah. He just left home. But because he's better, I walked in with a door, went bang, smashed his head with a door.
Oh, his head?
Yeah. Pants around his ankles. Oh, shit.
He wipes his own ass now.
Yeah. That point was like, right, you better do this yourself because you're doing a better job than me.
But I cut you off, yeah. Jamie. What were you saying?
Oh, I mean, it was definitely...
You said when you're in a relationship.
Oh, sorry, yeah, at times I've been in a relationship, I invite wet wipes to, you know, I'll use wet wipes following the regular
coital activity.
Yeah.
Oh, no, as in if I go for shit, I'll do regular wiping and then I'll go wet wipe.
That's fine. Make sure you're putting them in the bin, though, Jamie.
Because the way I see it, that's not my bum anymore, that's their bum. You know.
Oh my God, so you...
Same with haircuts.
Yeah.
When I get my hair cut or if I grow any beard, if I'm in a relationship, I'm like, I don't have to look at this. What you prefer, you know, that's just nice. Same, that's your bum now. Keep it clean.
Good.
What
a good man.
That is true. If you're in a relationship or you're at least having activities with people that might be around that area, you do clean it more.
Clean it. Does that mean keep it less, give it less hair,
or just like, I don't know, in the shower, give it some more attention?
Yeah.
Well, what I do, this is the thing. When I shower, it's just literally. It's like it's sort of like a standard wash all over, and then it's armpits, arsehole, deep clean. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think any men do the legs. They're like, that's going to wash down to do the legs.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Anything below the bum hole just washes itself. It just runs down.
I've never asked any other men this, but I always wonder, do you store the shower gel in your chest hair?
I don't have chest hair.
Wait, what?
So as in, when I get a shower...
That's a good idea, though.
I'll do arm, yeah? Like bit of arm, and then put a big dollop in the chest hair, and then you don't have to keep going back to the thing.
Right, so you do wash it off eventually.
Oh yeah, I don't just like wander around all day with shower gel. No, for like 30 seconds though, instead of having to keep going to the shower gel, I've got a load in my chest hair that I can just keep taking.
That is
penis, toes, bumhole.
There you go. Tip of the day.
Yeah.
So there you go. This podcast is educational as well.
It is. I would say feet are very important though. You cannot just assume from the waist down that your feet will clean itself. The underside of your foot.
Yeah, you've got to get into.
You've got to scrub them. But also, if you do scrub any of your genital areas, please use an unscented, or just be careful with what you're using.
A toothbrush. Housemate's toothbrush.
Scourer, use. That dirty old thing. It's a right old spruce up.
I just want a Yankee candle under it.
This is going around at the moment. Is this a thing? Catching water in your foreskin and pretending it's a cup.
Yeah, I'm not trying it, but I've got a pen there, James. Make a little note of that.
What's it called? Like a shared experience?
Not when you're an adult. I mean, sure, you play around with like how much can I hold in there and then fire out.
I've done that.
Oh,
in
do
bath.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. But not like when you're late for work. You wouldn't be like, well, obviously, I'm gonna fill my foreskin with water before I go.
Well, they say, don't they? You've got to fill your cup.
This is going round at the moment, like it's a TikTok challenge.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen it as an audio.
You're big on the TikToks.
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
Yeah,
I've seen it as an audio.
What are you searching for on TikTok?
It's not even on TikTok. It's come onto the Instagram Explore, you know, and they like...
Well, it's an actual thing. People...
Apparently. I don't know. I don't have one.
But is it like they'll turn the water on, fill up the shaft, and then turn the water off, and then you've got like a
and shower yourself with what's left.
Well, no, is it like we need to see how need we need to see like how much? Is it like a challenge of like, oh, I've got 15 milliliters, or you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it like
I think it was just every man has done this.
No,
and then, no,
that's not relatable.
No,
I don't get that. Have you ever tried to kiss your own dick?
No, I mean I'm a fat guy, so I never even tried.
Yeah. I feel like that's more. That would be obvious. If I had a dick, I would try to get it.
No, have you?
Yeah.
You've tried to kiss my dick?
In the bath.
Yeah. I was washing my arse. Oh, it's full of water. No, I never got like the giving yourself a blowjob thing.
You're bored, you've got no toys, no bubbles. So what else can I do? Just try and give that a kiss.
Get a Mega Drive.
Yeah. Because you know you're never going to have to suck it. Just give it a little peck.
Ooh. And I haven't even got a long tongue either. Everything here is designed to.
It's about really forcing that and
I'm genetically engineered to never suck my own dick. What a tragic story that is.
Remember that rumor that used to go around about Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, removed his ribs.
Was that true, do you reckon?
I've seen a picture of a guy that used to go to a school in my town who it's his legs over his head and his dick in his mouth.
He said that,
that was.
I don't think he sent. I don't know how anyone got the picture.
I love the photo. I love the idea of that boy going missing, and that's the only photo they got. He's on a milk carton.
What was the last thing he was wearing? Just a t-shirt. He was Winnie the Pooh in it.
And they find him dead. It's just on top of the coffin. Just
small coffin.
Oh, God.
He died doing what he loved.
Fuck's sake. So we've sort of done this. I'm going to ask you, have you ever been in a fight?
I used to go out in Southport. You know, Southport is like north Merseyside.
I have a friend from Southport.
Oh, is that Wales? Yeah.
No. That's Newport.
Yeah. So Southport is, if you imagine like the Merseyside is like all along the coast of the northwest.
Right.
And the very top part, you go to Southport, it's just turned Tory, the scumbags. I think it's always been like a Tory stronghold. There's, you know, it's a seasidey kind of place.
Are they wealthier people there?
Yeah, they got a bit of cash. Yeah. But the bouncers wouldn't check for ID up there. So when you're like 16, instead of going into Central, you'd kind of like practice by going into Southport. That's what we did.
Oh, like they didn't ID you?
No.
You always get that place, didn't you, when you're growing up? The one place where you can get in without ID. I mean, I used to remember borrowing IDs as well.
I had a fake ID. I had a European student ID. And actually, I had a bouncer who went, did you get this from a cornflakes box? Oh, and really? I was like, oh, fuck. And then he went, no, go on.
Oh, nice. I used to borrow my girlfriend at the time, her older brother's ID. And I remember practicing his face.
I'd go out and I was in like a, it wasn't a gang, but there was a group of lads that like, we've gone different paths now. Like, I separated from them when one of them showed me a sawn-off shotgun. And I was like, this is what I've got. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to hang around with you anymore because I wear glasses now. That was my vibe.
Yeah.
So we'd get into, like, trouble because it was either, like, you'd go on the pull or someone would, like, knock your drink a bit and you'd get into some scraps. So we were used to, like, getting into, like, you know, scraps outside of clubs. Where it's fairly safe because the bouncer's like, oh, hang on, that's getting proper now.
So
I'll stop it. But I was getting sick of it, and there was one night. So I'm not actually answering you. I'm going to do another thing.
This is what
I'm
you
not,
do.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
No, I didn't like that question. Yeah. I'm going to answer my own. Yeah.
there was one night where we just got kicked out of a club, and we were walking to another one, and there was these girls ahead of us, and my mate was like trying to chat them up, and this is when we were like 16, and there's group of lads behind us who are like probably 20 in age, not number. And yeah, I just knocked them all out. No. And one of them shouted something at my mate. He was like, you'll never pull them girls, they're way out of your league, or something like that. And my mate turned around and just ran right at this group towards this lad who shouted something, and that lad turned and ran. And so my mate ran through. No, he ran away.
My mate
ran through that group.
Oh, right.
And then they went around the corner. And then we were just two groups of lads who didn't have a problem with each other that were like, I don't know if we're meant to have a fight. Because your friend has shouted something at our friend. They're not here anymore.
Yeah.
So we're just here waiting. Like, if they come back around the corner and start fighting, we're probably going to have a fight.
It's like peacetime.
I couldn't be arsed. Like, do you ever wear glasses?
Yeah.
Have you been punched with your glasses on?
No.
So you don't think about the pain. If you get punched with your glasses on, you think, like, that's 160 quid.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I had my glasses on. So I went over to, like, the weediest looking lad of their group. And I was like, look, this might kick off. And he's like, yeah, I'm sick of this shit. And I was like, why don't we, if this kicks off, you and me, go over there? And we'll pretend to fight. And he was like, yeah, yeah, 100%, yeah. And we even started planning, like, all right, so we need to get away from these lot, and we'll shout at each other a bit over the road. I don't mind if you mention the fat stuff, that's fine. And we were
going through a checklist of insults.
We were like Keanu Reeves choreographing it, like, yeah, you do this, and then we'll, yeah. But one time we get far enough, we'll just hold each other, and then, you know, it'll all die down. And we're like, yeah, fantastic. And we're ready to have this fake fight. And then one of their lot, their phone rang, and it was their mate, and he was like, I'm hiding behind the bins down by so-and-so. Can you come get me? And I shook the guy's hand.
They realised his other mates were still there.
Yeah, no. So they left, and then our mate came back, and he was like, I couldn't find them.
Should have said, we'd be on that bin.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favourite fight story, because, you know, it reconciled itself, and I used your head, not your
fist. Ah, nice. You know? So you've never had a fight then?
No, well, I had a big one in high school. There was a lad who used to, bullied. I've never really been fully bullied, but his surname was A. Not just A, but it began with an A. So, and I'm Allison, so we got sat next to each other a lot. And he was a proper dickhead. And he started kicking off about being sat next to me in maths, and he was like, Jamie's too fat for the table. Aww. I was like, I wasn't too fat for the table. Like, sure, I had some, you know, a little...
What did teacher do? Is that?
I had a little buffet spread out, you know. but the hog roast, that wasn't even on the table. That was really embarrassing as well. Like,
did he not get shut down for that, though?
No, like, the teacher did the, you know, oh, stop it, bloody blah. And then he had an issue with me, but he come up to me. Thing is, I was fat, which meant I was big, you know. Yeah. And he come up to me... in the playground while I was eating some crisps, which didn't help. in break.
Yeah.
And he punched me, but he punched me in the back.
Oh, that hurts. Like,
no, but like, I've got a big back. Like, anywhere to punch. And if you're going to catch him on by surprise, you know, you punch him in the jaw, kick him in the balls. He punched me in the back. So I turned around like out of confusion.
Yeah.
And I had a handful of crisps. So I threw the crisps at him. And then decked him and started kicking him while he was down.
Yes, Jamie.
But I'd learned my lesson from, I'd seen a bunch of school fights. And when so first thing that happens when there's a fight, boom, all the kids come, don't they? Yeah. And you've got a circle of everyone just watching what's going on, which means the teachers can't really see what's going on. So I'd learned my lesson from that like, you only get in trouble if you stay in the fight long enough. So I started kicking him when he was down. And then as I heard the teachers came over, I just kind of backed, you know, like the Homer Simpson gif going into the hedge.
Yeah.
I just kind of backed into the group of kids watching.
yeah.
So when the teacher got down, they just saw this lad down on the floor holding himself.
School fights are the one, though. That was...
Yeah, school fights are kind of safe, you know, like no one's taking an eye.
It's exciting. Even if you're in a pub and you see a kick off, you're like, ooh. I was hearing the guy who owns UFC, Dana. Do you know, you watch UFC?
No,
anyway, he said this thing. He was like pro fighting. He said, if you're ever at a football game and a fight breaks out in the crowd, everyone's going to turn and look at the fight. And I thought, that's a good point. But I was thinking, if you was at a boxing match and someone in the crowd started playing football, everyone's going to look, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? This doesn't really make your point. It's just like weird happening in a crowd.
I always take my badminton rackets.
Yeah, exactly.
Any live sport.
Exactly. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
So my mum comes in on all my embarrassing stuff. Like, she's always been there to try and make me go red as much as possible. Like, my first ever gig I did in front of her, she heckled me. It was a competition as well. And I had to handle crowd work in a competition. But when I was about 14, probably, and, like, you know, you're self-conscious about everything. And I was trying to get a leather jacket, which... You know, fat guys in leather jackets never look good. You know, so it's probably good that it didn't work out. But all they had was large. And the girl who was working behind the counter at this shop was like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. You know, and I'm there shopping with my mum for a leather jacket. And the distance from where we were to this woman, like, you might as well got on them flat escalators at the airport to get over there. And my mum, they've only got large, and I'm XXL. And my mum shouts across the whole shop, excuse me, have you got any bigger? He's XXL.
Oh,
he's XXL. and then she didn't understand why I was like, put the jacket down, we're going.
Yeah, you're already feeling a bit, I don't know if I should be buying a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Just put it down. Let's go. She's great. Like, we went for a meal once, and the people at the table that we'd booked were just finishing up. And she was like, well, I want to get in and out. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, this family's just having a dessert. And then, so she just wandered over, didn't look at the family, but stood next to the table, looked back at the guy who worked at the restaurant, and went, what, these people? And then she looked as if, she looked as if, oh, you weren't meant to hear that. She was like, oh, sorry, it's just the... He just said that this is our table that we've booked out. Well, me and my dad are just
so,
like,
passive aggressive. Oh,
no rush, just staring at him.
Yeah, they're there trying to blow out the candles. Like, probably your last one with us, Nan.
Good old mum. Thank you. Thank you to Jamie. Go follow Jamie on Instagram.
Instagram, Allerton and Jamie. Twitter Allerton. Is Jay Allerton.
Jay Allerton.
J-A-Y.
Get on it. Get amongst it. Very funny man.
Yeah, do some sick tweets about Toby Carvery.
Get on that.
You want to get on them.
That's something worth getting on. But now, again, if you're enjoying the podcast, loving the podcast, give it a 5-star review. Share it. Do all that sort of stuff. And I've decided I'm just going to just carry on doing this. There's not going to be a series. There's not going to be. Just going to keep it going. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it every Monday, 7 a.m.
Fine.
Just keep it regular so you can look out.
Good luck trying to find someone to.
No, not filming it. No. I mean, just that's when it gets released.
The release, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so that's what I mean. So it's ready to go. So you know, set your watch by that.
I'm going to subscribe to the podcast.
Well, good idea. I think others should do that as well, Jamie.
Yeah. Subscribe.
No, thank you very much, and see you soon.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.